from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I know those of you listening, a lot of you get out there and tailgate for a noon game at what? You're lining up at 3 a.m, 4 a.m. You're waiting to get into the parking lot so you can set up your big tailgate. And I saw this story actually over on Fox 4. And I'll admit, I was not at the game Saturday, so I don't know how this all played out. But I thought the story was interesting because it mentioned a change in tailgating policy. So a lot of diehards we know show up early before the gates open up. They had a new rule that changed up perhaps some individuals' plans. So it talks in the story about some unspoken rules of Chiefs parking spots for every single game and everything. But a lot of fans have been able to solidify their spots on game day by walking their tents or grills and banners and chairs into the parking lot before the gates open. So long line of cars, but people were able to just walk in and basically reserve their spot. But the Chiefs have a new policy. Quote, for the safety, security, and experience of all fans, vehicles and pedestrians are not permitted to access Truman Sports Complex until gates have opened on event day. Full parking policies can be found at chiefs.com/stadium/parking. And so for safety, they don't want pedestrians to walk through the gates before they open. On the surface, so, makes a lot of sense. But
yeah,
did they not warn people ahead of time about this?
Sounds like no, because nobody ever warns people of unpopular decisions. They don't, like, if they're going to fire a school, they're not like, hey, you're pre-fired. Be warned, you might be fired. No, they're just going to fire you rather than give you the heads up. Here's my biggest problem with it. Generally speaking, yes, fundamentally on its surface, it makes sense. Sure. Let people, don't let people enter the gates before you're allowed to walk in the gates, walking their tents up or their grills up at 4 a.m. with a lack of security, essentially into the complex, right? Like, who's to say they can't just keep going, or how far into the parking lot do they go to reserve their spot? My issue is that the Chiefs still stink at getting people in and out of the damn parking lot, and this is just going to slow things down. This is going to slow everyone down getting into the parking lot, and it's already slow enough. I don't need things making it, slower, people getting into the damn building. That is already a massive headache. I want to make it as easy as humanly possible to get into that stadium, because it's already a nightmare.
913-586-7965. That's the Jay Southland Tow Service text line here on 96.5 The Fan. You can call in if you want to as well. If you're someone that has tailgated, I know some of you have tailgated for decades, and you've got this thing down to a science at this point in time. I did text with a buddy of mine that does tailgate on a fairly regular basis. He said, though, this part, why he likes the policy, is there were individuals that would show up late that were not waiting in the line since 4 or 5 a.m. And they would take like their cones to block off their spot and their tents into the parking lot ahead of people who were further up in the line. So that's an issue, right? Like, you're waiting since 4. I show up at, let's just call it 7, and I walk past you with all my crap, and I get a spot better than you. Like, that's BS.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's an argument.
But also, like, if it was accepted practice, is it BS? You could do the same thing. You, when you got there at 4:30, could have walked your stuff up the hill, put it, and, like, I think the thing about the tailgating that people don't, that probably underappreciate if you don't do it regularly, if you're not those people that are in the giant line of cars that, you know, Diana Rossini walks past as she's going into the stadium, is that they're not stealing spots from each other, Gold. They all have their spot. The one they want. They're not taking it. Like, the guy who gets there at 6 is not taking it from the guy who gets there at 4:30.
Well, there's a quote from an individual that's a longtime tailgater in the Fox 4 article that says, quote, "We have tailgated on the same blade of grass for 8 years." Mm-hmm. It's like how Drew felt about his damn beach spot.
Except for way more intense, because this damn dude's been doing it for 8 years in the same spot.
Yeah, and he's...
He doesn't want to change every time, tell everyone to go... Because everyone's not going to be in the same truck. You just want to, like, you don't have to text everybody, "Oh, we're between in 61 and 63, like, 4 cars back, we're by the yellow one." Nobody wants to do that. If you're an avid tailgater who goes every game, you just want to be like, "This is our spot. You know where we'll be."
So you're
we'll
saying
see
they need there. To...
We'll see how this plays out.
Why don't they just do reserve spots?
Yeah.
For anybody who, like, if you agree, if you're a season ticket member who does the tailgating pass thing and you drive in your RV... you can paint it like a senior parking spot in high school. I don't care. That's your spot.
That would actually be
my
really
guess.
Cool.
Is
but don't take your stuff up early.
Anybody that has gone through Arrowhead parking, I'm not even talking about leaving. I'm talking about going. And sometimes you'll enter and they end up swinging you all the way around the entire complex. Can you imagine, though, if you have that reserve spot, Cody, and you try to get to your reserve spot so you think...
And the parking attendant put somebody in it? How do you claim it?
I have a reserve spot, so maybe you feel like you don't have to get there as early anymore, which sounds great on paper, but then you got more people showing up at the same time. I think that causes a major ingress, egress disaster.
Yeah, like, this is my spot.
Well, it's not even just someone in your spot. I'm saying that these people that line up early, they're already in the stadium at least by the time, quote-unquote, the rest
everyone
of the
people, else.
Versus if I have a reserve spot, I may not think I need to get up at 4 a.m., so I'm showing up later. That means everybody's showing up later.
What if
and
the reservation is only for an hour after gates open?
Say that again?
Hour after. You just set a time limit.
Oh, so
you can have your reserve spot up to an hour before gates open. You're not there, it's somebody else's. Don't care. Park wherever.
Yeah, I don't know.
The people who... That's the one thing about this is, like, how many people are you keeping them safe from? Like, the, like, I don't know, 100 people who get there at the crack of dawn to save their spot? Or because once the gates are open, then this going in between the gates early thing doesn't really matter. So, I mean, we might be talking 100 people, you know, like, are you sure you can't just...
There's no way that this would actually happen, I don't think, but if society were perfect and peaches, everything was great, everything was fantastic, it was all green, there was nothing wrong with the world, every single ticket holder, you would designate how many cars you're driving. If you're driving one car, you get... every single ticket
just,
gets...
That's a
every single car
maybe.
Gets a reserved spot regardless. Yeah. So it doesn't matter when you show up. If your spot N62, you
can't,
are in
can't traffic
N62.
It like that.
What, one,
because like getting
reason.
People in and out, they're just going to zigzag.
Same reason.
I'm not trying to make parking worse. They've already do a great job of that on their own.
You can... There's a way, like...
No, people would show up late. Like, people would show up even later because they already know that they already know they're in spot C32. Well, I know I have a spot there. I don't need to show up until right, but, you know, and then
I'm just
you wouldn't
people,
get in the stadium in time.
The people
already.
Who show up like that don't do that. Like, Legend of Sax over on Twitch says they do this. They tailgate before the game. He said they have parked in the same spot since 2007.
There you go.
So, I mean, people find their spot and they don't damn leave it.
Yeah.
The question here is, will it be harder to just be like going straight to your spot? If they don't let you walk in your table, walk in your blanket, walk in your grill, whatever, probably. But I would guess that if you get there at a similar time that, I don't know, some close to your spot there.
Look, we've all been to Arrowhead.
You just can't take away your tailgate.
Getting
it's
in and, I mean, getting out of Arrowhead. You got to know what you're getting in for. They've tried to change the, you know, and they've paid a lot of money for parking consultants to try to figure out. And hell, even in the failed renovation plan from April, I was going to have the parking spot slanted in a different direction. Remember that? That was part of it too. All that stuff.
I wonder if, like, with the new stadium stuff, if they'll be convinced that maybe there's a way you can get, for people who aren't tailgating, like a separate thing, parking garage.
We can have our own separate lot.
We will have a shuttle that brings you shuttles that just go the entire game. Parking garage.
That walking bridge
thing. It's a little bit further away, but you don't have to worry about walking there if you don't want to. We'll have a shuttle that comes every single 2 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, but the problem is that people tailgate, whether you're in the But the issue is whether you have a gold parking or platinum parking pass, or you're in red reserve, the regular general parking. If you've been at the Arrowhead, you know there's the one red lot that's way further away than the other red lots, and people tailgate in both. Like, I don't think you could just say, like, this is the...
And it's correctly pointed out by Phantom. Drew thinks people are going to follow all these rules. They're not going to do that.
Many years ago, they said you're not allowed to actually take up two spots. They claim they try to enforce that. Anybody that's gone knows that that is not always the case at all. So it's just, this is what she, you know... Whether they have a new stadium or renovated stadium, then you want to have, what, 20,000 plus parking spots. But you're never going to have just this perfect solution.
No.
But the getting in and out of the stadium thing has been an ongoing problem.
For nightmare.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.